TJ Brody is a member of the Leafs, 4 years, $20 million. TJ is joining us on the line. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. You?
Pretty good. So 7 hours of free agency was enough for you. Like, how quickly did you want to get that over with? Because considering how weird a time this is.
As quick as possible. I'd never experienced it before, so I didn't really know what to expect going in. It's definitely way more nerve-wracking than I thought it was going to be.
By now, a lot of us have seen you sniping at the Leaf Skills Competition from almost 20 years ago. Like, how old were you, and have you been miscast as a steady defenseman given the 4-for-4 snipe show that you put on in front of the big boys?
I was 11 back then, and I think it was just a complete fluke that happened. It was a great experience, and it's pretty sweet to get to meet the NHL players at that age and be that close to them on the same ice.
For those listening on podcasts and radio, or running the footage of 11-year-old TJ Brody putting in a better show than some people during All-Star Weekend I've seen during the accuracy shooting competition. The other part of that, TJ, I saw Gary Roberts come over. Did he immediately want to put you on a physical plan? Did he want to get you bulked up even further? Like, how did that conversation go?
I don't know. That might have helped me at that age. I was always on the smaller side, so...
Well, for someone from Chatham, Ontario, that must have been a hell of a moment, and it is incredibly ironic considering now you're going to wear that uniform for real. Was this the team, like, at 11:55 a.m. Eastern Friday before everything opens up? Is this what you envisioned, or did it kind of sneak up on you?
No, I thought there was a good chance of ending up in Toronto, I'm glad to join them. They got a great team that's skilled and fast, and I think it'll be a lot of fun to play with them.
For fans who might not know your game that well, what do you pride yourself on bringing to the table?
I try to be a solid puck mover, as versatile as I can, as far as try to be able to play both sides wherever the team needs me, and I just want to get the pucks in the forwards' hands as quick as I can, and let them get to work with their skill.
The right shot defensemen seem to be a unicorn in Toronto, and you've been pretty good as a left shot on the right side. What's made you comfortable over there?
I've just always played over there, and in junior and growing up, there's always a surplus of left-handed guys. So just to give myself a chance of getting more ice time or playing more. I tried to get as best as I could over there, and it worked out.
TJ Brody of the Toronto Maple Leafs, the newly signed TJ Brody, joining us here on Tim and Sid. In your conversations with Kyle Dubas, TJ, how does he want you to play, and how does he expect this team to play going forward?
We haven't really talked about that too much. I think they've looked at me and they know how I play. I don't know if they're gonna want me to change me, be more defensive or offensive. But I'm sure that's something that we'll talk about down the road. And as a team, I think that I don't know what their systems are right now or the game plan. But from playing against them, they're skilled, fast. And, they're hard to play against. They bring a quick game to you. And, I think that's plays into their strengths.
I've never gone through a negotiation that ended up with me making $5 million a year. I'm sure that's a shock to you, but that's never happened. But when you go through a negotiation like that, and there's other suitors involved, do you ask if you'll be playing with Morgan Rielly, or do you ask where you'll end up in this lineup?
I didn't really ask. I knew that there's a good chance of playing top four, and for me that's good enough. No matter who I'm playing with, I'm gonna do as best I can for the team, and try to make everyone better.
TJ Brody, the Leafs here on Tim and Sid. TJ, going back to the team you used to play for, the one thing I notice a lot, whether it's players or media or whoever it is. Whenever someone leaves Calgary, they kind of feel it a bit. It's a special market. How will you look back at your time there?
Grateful. They gave me a chance when I was young, and I'm grateful for the organization and the fans throughout the years. And I definitely owe everything to them for giving me a chance.
I'm sure unless you leave with a cup, it's hard. But does it feel like there was a little bit of unfinished business in Calgary?
Yeah, I think so. The last couple of years, I think we felt that we had a team that could possibly get it done, and it didn't work. But the way things are now, it's so tight. Is if you get in the playoffs, that's all you need, and you have a chance. So. And the difference between winning and losing is the margin so small between the two, and I think we figured that out the last couple of years.
TJ Brody here on Tim and Sid. A reminder to our very younger viewers that Tim Horton is not just a coffee name in this country. He played a pretty good defense for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he also wore a number that you're pretty familiar with, TJ, in 7. I know this is the minutiae of camp and things like that. And forgive me if you haven't had these discussions. What I'm assuming 7 is off the board. So what's the new number going to be?
It's going to be 78.
Oh, wow. The significance of that is?
I want to stick with the 7, and I was 79 in junior, so I didn't really want to be that again. And, obviously you can't be 78. So, sort of settled in the middle, and it's a number that, I can't really think of many guys that have worn it. I'm not really too particular on what number I am. I've always just sort of, gone with what's available, and, I thought I'd just change it up.
Nice. I believe that's the first Maple Leaf to ever wear the number 78, if I'm not mistaken. One I got to ask you before we let you go, and for some reason, being a defenseman in a Canadian city is tough. Like, you would think that the knowledge of the game and the knowledge of the fan base would help there a little bit, but I digress a little bit. After the way it sometimes went in Calgary, was there any thought of just, like, going to Florida or Arizona where you don't have to explain that Connor McDavid is pretty fast at the grocery store?
I was hoping to go wherever they wanted me. I'm just grateful to be able to play, and I'm definitely happy to be in Toronto.
Well, TJ, again, based on the reaction we saw Friday and saw throughout the weekend, there's a lot of fans of this team happy to have you. And we're glad this is settled. We're glad you got it done Friday night, because this free agency period is going to get weird for some guys here soon. So I'm happy for you and everyone close to you that it's done. And we appreciate you jumping on today, TJ. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.